Good morning, and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment from yesterday. As you read over how suffering happens for you, can you get a sense of the karma behind this issue? What beliefs, assumptions, projections, behaviors do you consistently choose that result in suffering? Example, the karma is to take personally what someone says, believing that what they say is a judgment of who I am, rather than feedback on my actions or behaviors. In going with the karma, I don't ever have the experience of identifying with authenticity and seeing the human being from the perspective of center. What gets reinforced is my identification with ego, RL what you see. And here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hello. Hi, it's Anna from Home First in England.
Well, hello there.
Hello.
What are you seeing?
Hello. Hi. I'm seeing lots of things. It's very big.
It is.
Yeah, this one out of all of them, I've just let it, just how it's been coming up for me, I've just been going with it. I found it tricky to pin it down to something, you know, sort of small and manageable, but it's been fine. It's all been good.
You're ready. You're ready for
yes,
it.
Yes, I am, yep. Totally. Mm-hmm. Yes. And just to say that just one of the things I've really been enjoying and I've been finding helping me personally, or that I've just really suddenly understood or really got, is Ashwini talks a lot about how we're training ourselves, and I've just been mm-hmm. finding that just so helpful. So obviously we've been doing this all year, and every time we've got to, you know, the behavior change, and I've... Mm-hmm. I've just found that helpful for every day's assignment, though. And just the idea that I'm just in training, and
yes.
It just cuts through everything. And whatever my reminder was, and I've got so many things now, you know, just like, I really like Ashwini's, you know, saying gassho to her front door, and mm-hmm. I do that with lots of things. And it just helps me to stop the conversation or stop listening to the conversation and just to breathe. I've just been finding that we're in training. I think I've only just really understood that, or only just really realized that that's what we're doing. I don't know.
It's so important. I just want to underline it. It's so important because it cuts out ego's ability to compare us, to say... That what's happening should be different from what is, right? Because I'm in training. I'm not the Buddha, right? And there's no expectation of that, which for me, of course, because I get into this whole thing when people say I'm not perfect, and I always follow up with, or we are, you know, or perhaps all of this is perfect, and what we're doing is training. Basically training to realize that. So, that's really huge. So, you know, when the voice wants to come in and say, well, you should, or how could you not, or you've been doing this, or we've been doing this for months, and you're just, hey, I'm training. I'm in training.
Yeah, I love it. And when I go to work, my paid job, I'm just training. It's just... and so sometimes I think about sort of my karma and everything, and what the karma is behind this issue. And I don't really think like that anymore, but I know that it's still there. So I would have been doing a totally different job and everything. But if I had done that, and if I wasn't doing this job that life has given to me, I wouldn't be the person I am now. I wouldn't be doing particular training that I'm doing now. And I'm really grateful mm-hmm. and really thankful. And so some of the work that I do is working with people with severe learning disabilities. And if somebody said that to me years and years ago, I'd have said, you know, oh, my God, you know, stuck in the aisle. And think, I'd rather do anything than do that. Why would I want to do that? Mm-hmm. And it's as if I've been presented with the very thing that is just what I needed, yes. Which is what you were just talking about. I would never have chosen this, but it's what I needed.
Yes.
Or
yes.
Anyway, it's perfect.
Yes. Yeah, it really is. Just what dropped in as you were saying that is the expression practicing law or practicing medicine, right? And
yeah.
We're practicing life. That's what we're practicing every day.
Every day.
And as you're pointing out, the more willing we are to accept what is offered us, the happier and more grateful we become, right? Because, and I think we talked about this yesterday. I think I remember saying to somebody something about the more we do that process of accepting what is offered to us, the more we're going to be offered things that we don't want to do.
Yeah.
and then just as you're saying, they turn out to be the very things that we look at and go, thank God that happened.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank you. Thank you.
it's so good. I'll tell you, you probably know this, but I was born with severe learning disabilities, and I'll tell you what, I sure wish you'd been around when I was struggling through school and had nobody to be patient with me or assist me to understand what was going on or any of those kinds of things. So I can tell you as a former one of those kids, what you're doing is changing lives that nothing else could change.
It's an amazing job. My heart is just opened all day. But and it changes my life as well as changing others' lives.
Absolutely.
So,
our
it is
patience,
incredible.
Our understanding, the acceptance, the compassion. That's there. Well, thank you, Anna. Thank you so much.
Okay. Oh, thank you, Gasho. Thank you to everyone.
Gasho.
Go happy.
All right. Go happy.
Thanks, Anna. You know, Sherry, that moves me to almost tears because there's such a, it's that, you know, we say it every morning. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that to recognize that is that what we're doing is to see the divinity that is animating us, even in the process of discovering itself, is such a place of humility. And when we apply it to the individual human life, it is one of the most joyous things to do, to see the work that we do as the animating force. And almost all of us who come to spiritual practice are doing amazing things, right? And we're not allowed to see that. And in not being able to see the amazing things that we are as human beings denies us the ability to see that what animates us is divinity itself.
Yeah.
And to see that is so important.
Yeah.
And so whatever it is completely perfect, is the only way not to train in negation.
Yeah.
And if we don't train in negation, we have a chance of seeing what is really so.
Yeah. It's why in every spiritual practice who has encountered this, and all have some form of this, not my will, but thy will be done, right? And getting to that place of realizing that that what we're receiving is the gift that we need, and also that transformation is just helping us to be more of service to one another.
Yeah. All right. Here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hi, I'm Ashwini. Hi, Sherry. This is Carol from Port Townsend, Washington.
Oh, hello, Carol.
Hey.
What are you seeing?
Well, so when it started out, I thought work. Well, let's see, I've been retired for a number of years, so I guess I don't have to do this one. And then I thought, well, what is work? I mean, I had jobs I liked, and I didn't mind going to them, many jobs. But I thought, what is work? Is work that things I don't like to do that must be done. So, and then
well,
someone was talking.
That's a fast way to give something a bad reputation, isn't it?
Exactly. And I see this in operation. And then I'm kind of put upon because there are these things that have to be done. And and there's some things that I want to do. And then.
Right. And the assumption is, I think this is what you've done with your pursuit, that we're not meant to examine that assumption, right? There are these things that have to be done, and I just have to resent it because that's just how it is.
I know, and it's like getting on the radio show. I've been, I haven't been doing the assignments, but I've been listening every day and getting in the queue. And I haven't gotten on in a long time. And so it's like, well, what am I doing this for? You know, here I'm putting in all this work of getting in the queue forever and ever and ever, and not called on. So I am really put upon, and it's not working, and I never get on. And here I'm on. Tomorrow I'm going to a foreign country where I will have no, you know, contact. I won't be able to get on. And here I'm on the last day, so it's just kind of before I go, so it's kind of amazing.
Uh-huh. Well, and I'm hoping that you're really taking in what you just said, okay, because that is just huge for us. If there's ego in action, right? If I'm not getting anything back from this, and we're talking immediate and lasting, then... This is just I clean that floor. I clean that floor once a month, whether I want to or not. Just kidding, folks. But if we listen to that voice, that's what it would be like, right? Oh, God, that again. And what's the use? I'm not getting anything out of this, right? I'm just putting in all this work, and I'm not getting anything out of this. And what's the sense? That is
and plus
so
things
go. Perfect.
I'm sorry.
No, just that. It's so ego and so easy to see when you lay it out like that, so difficult for us to see when we're believing it.
Yeah, right. And so there's another thing, I don't know if it's a karmic thing or just a belief, it's that, that things should be fun. And actually, I think life is fun every single moment if I'm present. But things should be fun. And,
there it is again, right? Things should be fun, not I should be fun.
Uh-huh. Actually, I am fun, but...
There you go. And as you say, when you're present and you're with you, things are fun because you're fun. And life is fun.
Now, this is bleeding into my meditation practice because I meditate every morning faithfully, and it's not fun, and
So, what can we conclude from what you just said?
It's a work thing. It's not
and you're
fun.
Not present.
Well,
and you're not.
And
present.
I'm not. Yeah, and I just, there's a lot of distraction, and there's, I'm I set my timer, and then I might monkey with my cushion, or I might need a blanket or something like that. So instead of setting my timer when I'm seated and ready, I set it earlier than that. So I'm monkeying with it, because I'm not going to do this thing the way it's supposed to be done.
That's right. Because if you were present... And you were actually there, present for what was happening, it would be fun. And that's what ego doesn't want you to know. Right? This is something, okay, you've committed to it. Okay, you're going to do it every day, but you're not going to enjoy it. And it's going to go on that list eventually of things that you resent, right? Because you're not getting anything out of it. It's just a big waste of time. And so that's not
good. Yeah, and it messes with meditating first thing in the morning, listening to radio show. They mess with my life, you know. That's ego. That's kind of what
I'm believing. You better believe it, sister. Yeah, that is definitely ego's perspective. All that stuff that trains us, as Anna was pointing out, that trains us to be present, that helps us with our training, that really interferes with ego's life.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And I think there's a lot of resistance because my life is so splendid and so many new and, you know, more open and more loving ways.
Yep. Got to nip that wherever possible.
Yeah, I know that. So there's a lot of love around me coming and going. And, so what about this business of meditation? And I'm getting into bad habits, you know, like I just explained.
Yeah, if I may. Please. It is the quietest, simplest way to love being with her.
I hear you say it and it doesn't make any sense, or I can't take it in or something.
Okay.
Yeah, because...
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, ego doesn't want me to hear that.
No.
Or believe it.
No, or God help us all experience it.
That will throttle its whole belief system.
Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
That's worth pursuing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that would be one that you write on something that's going to go with you on this trip so that you could see it all the time. Because I'll tell you what, if you're not loving being with her, this trip is not going to be that special.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love being with myself a whole lot of the time. It's when ego turns it from into something that I have to do, whatever I'm doing, then that's when I don't enjoy myself. And there are arenas that does that, but certainly not in my whole life.
That's right. And so I'm hoping that you would like to throttle ego so that it doesn't interfere in any aspect of your life.
Right.
Okay. Well, bon voyage. Right.
Okay. I'll listen to this again.
When will you be back?
I'll be back the 22nd of November.
All right. Well, go happy.
All right, thank you, Sherry.
Take that little encouragement with you, okay? Because you don't want anybody left behind. All right, thanks, Carol.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Carol. Oh, there was so much in that conversation, Sherry. But the thing that I picked up on is really that place of presence is fun. But going back to our conversation with Anna, it's not the fun of ego. Right? And that's the comparison that it basically always seems to be operating, which is it's not what it's supposed to be. And we so fall for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and very simply, when ego goes into its cranky mode, because ego is dissatisfaction, right? So it's going to, when ego's there, it's going to find dissatisfaction. And so when it goes into its cranky, dissatisfied mode, we get miserable.
Yes. Well, and the thing that was mind-blowing thing you just said was things are not fun. I am fun. And the way, and to recognize that if I'm looking to something to be fun, I'm identified. Because I'm in an orientation where something which is never fun, there's no fun in things, that's my clue that I'm not present.
Yeah.
Not that things are not fun and I should stop doing them. It's an indication of where the attention is, right?
Yeah, yeah. And just when you said that, it's easy to see how people's lives get smaller and smaller instead of bigger and bigger, right? Because, yeah. Well, that's not fun, so I don't want to do that. Well, that's not fun. Well, I'm not enjoying that. I'm not going to do that. And all we're doing is having ego check things off the list so that life gets smaller and smaller.
And it's my experience that when we stop doing things, there's a way in which we stop being able to attend to this here now in many circumstances.
Yes.
So
yes,
if I'm
absolutely.
Not, if I'm stopping doing things, but I'm not also cultivating the ability to attend to be present to presence, then mm-hmm. we're not cultivating the ability to be here, and we are eliminating the things that we do. And so it's
yeah.
a double whammy, because now
yeah.
I can't
yeah, it is.
Stay here either, because I don't
yeah.
know how to do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or rather, yeah. I start my capacity to be present to presence starts to atrophy because I'm not training it.
Yes, yeah.
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 I mean, when I realized that, that really lit a fire under me, right?
Yeah. 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 And the thing that goes along with it that Carol was pointing at is the resentment grows, because that's what
yeah.
ego is. And so people
yeah.
get bitter and angry and resigned and defeated and depressed and all of those things because, as you say, that ability to be present to presence is atrophying.
Yeah.
Atrophying? Oh, wait, is that how you say that?
Atrophying, yeah, yeah.
Atrophying.
Yeah. I think that's... Yes,
it's not close. Who knows? It doesn't matter. It's shriveling and not working.
Yes, it's shriveling. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's the point.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello?
Hello. We can hear you, though. You sound very far away. Ooh.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Hello?
It was painful getting
okay.
you, but here we are.
Here we are. It's Kelsey in Santa Rosa.
Hello, Kelsey.
I actually can say I happen to know Carol. She's one of the most fun, loving people I know.
No,
sorry.
Kelsey. No, no, no,
oh, right.
No. We don't do
sorry,
that.
Sorry. Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I just...
Go ahead. As you were.
As I was. I have not been practicing, and so I'm just trying to, like, climb back on the horse here.
Mm-hmm. What have you been doing instead?
Oh, really stupid things that I'm just ashamed to even admit, like following the news all day long, which obviously is not relaxing. But some part of me, I guess, just feels soothed by not being present in my own life.
That would be ego. That would be ego.
I know, but it just makes me feel so ashamed. I've had no work because of the fires down here. And last week I went to a conference that I do flowers for. That was an interesting thing to watch around work because I do it every year. And the anxiety and dread that comes up getting ready for it is through the roof, but then it always ends up just being, you know, I make these gorgeous things. I go to this wonderful, it's a science and non-duality conference, which is very inspiring. So, you know, I kind of went through this roller coaster of getting ready the week before and being in total anxiety, and then it just all falls together like it always does, and I feel
okay.
Really,
now, are you seeing the process behind that? That's my question. Can you see that ego is just working you over to generate a whole bunch of life force that is labeled anxiety? So it's just
yes.
bloop. And then what happens is you go there and you love it. Okay?
Yeah. It happens every
that,
year.
That's right. And in that same way, it talks you into watching news all day long. which puts it right in the center of your life. So it's fat and happy, right? And then at some point, you begin to catch on that that's going on. And what it wants to do is make you feel ashamed.
That's what it, because the shame is what stop makes me not able to stop. It's just being washed over. It's so intense.
That's right.
But it's actually easier to just keep doing something that also is making me feel anxious and upset.
Yes, yes. Well, until you die, Kelsey, it'll be easier until you die.
Conference.
And then it sucks the energy out of you. That's exactly right. Now, I hope you'll listen to this. Okay, I hope you'll listen to it.
Okay,
you'll have a lot of resistance come up to listening to it, because you have just laid out beautifully and clearly how ego operates and how it controls a human being. Now, if you will listen to this again, take copious notes and make a lot of recordings, okay?
Okay.
You will realize that this is one of the best experiences of your life. Instead of falling for ego shame, you will actually be kind of jubilant, because you have just seen how it does what it does to you. Seeing that puts you in a position not to be victimized by it anymore. Now you know what's what, and you know how it does what it does, when it does what it does, and why it does what it does. And you know, as Ashwini was just talking about, that if you practice presence to presence, you will have the life that your heart desires. You will not suffer like this. You will prove to yourself that all of that ego drama is just, as we say, bull hockey. Okay? But this is your juncture, okay? This is it. This is where you have the opportunity to see that as clearly as you have laid it out.
It seems like I have to keep seeing it over and over, because I...
Of course we do.
I guess that's right. That's why
Kelsey,
it's practice.
Kelsey, did you think you were going to be the exception?
No.
What do you think the rest of us are doing, right?
It's a tendency to think my pattern is way worse than, you know, somebody who's somehow productive when they're...
Of course. Ego is very special. It's just, it wants people to believe you are the worst one ever. You are most hopeless. Yeah, it can work for everybody else, but it can't work for you. That's the bull hockey piece of the puzzle, okay?
Yeah.
We're all exactly alike. And the rules are exactly the same for all of us. We have to choose what we want. We have to choose.
Yeah.
If we don't choose happiness and freedom, what we're going to choose is ego's suffering until we die a miserable death.
Yeah, I think I noticed that. The conference is something I'm locked into because I've been doing. I think if it were up to ego, it makes me too stressed, and I would say no.
No,
so it made me realize that
I don't
have
think you
to...
would. I don't think you would, because that's a perfect scenario for ego. It can make you unutterably miserable. And then you go there, and it's fine, and it can say, what is the matter with you? You do this every year. What is the matter with you? It's playing you, my dear. It's playing you.
Oh, I know, and I just feel like it makes me live my life small because of the anxiety that starts coming up whenever I think of changing
That's right.
Putting myself out there.
That's right. So stick with practice, okay? Anxiety is nothing but sensations in the body that are created by a story in the head.
Right.
Okay, that's all it is. All right, stick with it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All righty, thanks. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Gusho.
Thanks, Kelsey. Oh, Sherry, it's so important to call in and process.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. If we try to go it alone, we're doomed.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, because it's so believable. The identification is so believable that it requires assistance to process out of it.
Yes. That's why we have each other, huh?
Yes, and I don't know this, Sherry, but I feel like it cultivates the orientation that is completely not ego, where I know, and I know what it is, and I know how to deal with it, that there's a way in which vulnerability is an orientation to existence. I mean, existence has that orientation. And so it's not a strident architect of everything that is the center of the universe. It's exactly the opposite quality. And to be able to cultivate that is to be in training as well.
Yes, and humility.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
And, wait, one quick thing while you were laying that out. I was reminded again of John Nash from A Beautiful Mind and how he, how thoroughly he believed that what his, what the mind was doing was true and real.
Yes.
And to get to the point of realizing it's not. What it's presenting, what ego is presenting, is not true and real. It's imaginary.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. And our assignment for today, what possibilities might be available if you dropped out of ego's either-or framing of the issue, RL what you see? And since it's Friday, we'll have more assignments over the weekend.
Yes. Yes, we will. And an email class.
Yes, exactly. Last one went out today.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Ashwini.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Take care. So happy.
Bye.